You slush puppy. His deep-set eyes gleamed in the darkness, inspecting me. Been awake long, have you?
Just a few hours. I stood, allowing him to see what I was made of. He was taller than me, but we probably weighed about the same. Not long, but long enough to know that I don't like being called slush puppy. What's that? Slang amongst ice mendicants? You're not as holy as you pretend, are you?
Alexei smirked. What would you know?
I stepped towards him, my feet pressing against the glass, stars wheeling under them. I thought I had the picture now. You like to bother Amelia, don't you? That's how you get your kicks, by following her down here. What do you do when you catch her alone, Alexei?
Something divine, he said.
I could see why she had hesitated now, allowing Alexei to spy on her and conclude that she was alone. On this one occasion, she must have wanted him to follow her because she knew I'd be there as well. How long had this been going on, and how long had she had to wait before reviving someone she thought she could trust?
Be careful, Amelia said. This man is the hero of Nuevo Valparaiso, Alexei. He saved lives there. He isn't just some meek tourist.
What is he, then? I don't know, I said, answering for her. But in the same breath, I crossed the 2 meters that spaced me from Alexei, pressing him hard against the cave wall, locking an arm under his chin, applying just enough pressure to make him think I was choking him. The movement felt as effortless and fluid as a yawn.
Stop, he said. Please.
You're hurting me. Something dropped from his hand, a sharp-edged cultivating tool. I kicked it across the floor.
Silly boy, Alexei. If you're going to arm yourself, don't throw your weapon away.
You're choking me!
If I was choking you, you wouldn't be able to talk. You'd be unconscious about now. But I released the pressure anyway, shoving him towards the tunnel. He tripped on something and hit the ground hard. Something rolled from his pocket, another makeshift weapon, I presumed.
Please.
Listen to me, Alexei. That was just a warning. Next time we cross paths, you walk away with a broken arm, understand? I don't want you here again. I picked up the cultivating tool and threw it towards him. Get back to your gardening, big boy. We watched him get up, mumble something under his breath, then scuttle back into the darkness.
How long has that been going on?
A few months. Her voice was very quiet now. We watched Yellowstone and the swarm of parked ships rotate into view again before she continued.
What he said, what he implied, never happened.
All he's ever done is just scare me. But every time he goes a bit further, he frightens me, Tanner. I'm glad you were with me. It was deliberate, wasn't it? You were hoping he would try something today.
Then I was afraid you might kill him. You could have, couldn't you? If you had wanted to.
Now that she formed the question, I had to ask it of myself as well. And I saw that killing him would have been easy for me, simply a technical modification of the restraint I had imposed. It wouldn't have demanded any more effort, would hardly have impinged on the calm I had felt during the whole incident. He wouldn't have been worth the effort, I said, reaching over to pick up the thing which had slipped from his pocket. No weapon, I saw now, or at least nothing with which I was familiar. It was more like a syringe, containing some fluid which could have been black or dark red, but was most likely the latter.
What's this?
Something he shouldn't have had in Idlewild. Give it to me, will you? I'll have it destroyed. I passed the hypodermic device willingly. It was of no use to me. As she pocketed it with something close to revulsion, Amelia said,
Tanner, he'll be back when you've left us.
We'll worry about that later.